Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And we are with Dr. Gardano, who is an audiologist. And I'd like him, before we start going into our last segment here, to give out your phone number, your website again, so people can get in touch with you.
Right. So if people have any questions about these topics with having to do with hearing loss treatment or tinnitus, a couple of things they can do. If you go to my website, there's quite a bit of information there. It's just hearingcenterofli.com, Hearing Center of LI for Hearing Center of Long Island.com. The phone number I'd like to give you, it's a phone number from my office. It's also the number you can call if you have questions about the Lions program. The phone number is 516-872-8485. So if you have any questions for me or if you have any questions related to the Lions Lending Ear program, which is a project of the Nassau and Suffolk County Lions Club International. It's a program where we provide hearing services, testing, technology, hearing aids, and care to people that can't afford the help that they need. So if you either know somebody that needs help with their hearing and can't afford the help they need, or if you have old hearing aids that you'd like to have someone make use of instead of throwing them away, again, the phone number is 516-872-8485. And one other thing is, for people that are interested in science and furthering the science of hearing loss treatment, my office is going to be involved in a national hearing clarity clinical study. And the participants to qualify, you need to be 18 years of age or older, have hearing loss with difficulty in background noise, and you can either be wearing hearing aids or not. And you'll be, the participants in the study will spend a month with the new technology and will be reporting to us about their experiences. So the phone number for that, if you have any questions about possibly participating in that study, phone number is 516-871-4717. That's 516-871-4717.
Can I ask you a question?
Terrific. I'm going to go to Otto, but I just want to say one thing. Yeah. We don't endorse anybody. It's not our program. It's not our style. But in reference to Dr. Cardano, he is Otto's audiologist. And that is something to be considered, because we're not bringing people on just because we found them in a phone book. Otto speaks very highly of you, doctor, so I want you to know that. And at the same time, there's that level of, if I didn't have you on the air and I asked Otto who I would go to, I would follow up because of Otto. So I'm just passing that out to our listening and viewing audience that it's a man that's coming from somebody who does his homework. So now you go, Otto.
Well, I do endorse Larry, Dr. Larry. He's never gotten to be able to call me by my first name. He's a very professional and he respects his elders. But anyhow, the point being that when you buy, and you buy hearing aids, all right, just like every product in the world, there are people who just push boxes, and then there are people who support the box, make the box work, and do what they have to do, whatever the product. But I do have a question about this hearing clarity study. What would somebody do? If I were doing this, what would I be doing?
All right, so So people that are curious about or interested in maybe enrolling in the study, first step is to have an evaluation. So we have the evaluation, a cognitive evaluation, and a speech and noise testing and so forth. And as long as you qualify, we would fit you with the new technology that just came out this year. It's called deep neural network technology. It's a form of artificial intelligence that has never been used in hearing aids before. But you would take fill out a questionnaire before you start using the new technology. It's a questionnaire that is it's the standard for research in hearing aids, having to do just with what your experience is, how you feel your hearing is, and then wear the devices. We have some follow up visits to make adjustments for about 30 to 45 days, and at the end of the 30 to 45 days. You give us back the devices and you fill out a questionnaire again, the same questionnaire that you filled out in the beginning. We're collecting data from all over the country. It's run out of the university, Worcester University in Massachusetts. And that's participants in the study. We'll go through that. Of course, if people have questions about their own situation, we certainly will counsel them and give whatever advice we can. But we're looking forward to collecting a lot of information on what patients' experience is.
Okay. So something a little more mundane that came up during the break had to do with wax in your ear. Seems to be a common problem.
Yes. You know, I have a friend that's an audiologist, and he was trying to get his son interested in the field. And his son said, "Oh, and you mean if I become an audiologist, I think I have to deal with earwax every day? Forget it. I'm going to go in a different field, you know." But we get used to it. But we get questions about earwax all the time. Believe it or not, I've taken courses just on earwax. You can imagine that. Yes, there are earwax experts, believe it or not, but actually it's you know, people want to know what to do about earwax. It's normal to have some earwax. If you don't have any wax earwax at all, probably something's wrong. There are actually some diseases and conditions that prevent that. The earwax is antimicrobial to some extent. It catches some of the dust and so forth, but if it builds up too much, it creates a number of different problems. The longer it's in the ear and the longer it builds up, usually the harder it is to get it out. If you have a hole in the wax for the sound to go through, the sound will go through, but if you're wearing hearing devices, the sound from the hearing device will bounce off the wax and create whistling and stuff like that. So people ask us, what should I do about earwax? It's a lot easier for you to push the wax in than it is to get it out if you're doing it yourself. People use Q-tips and things like that. If you can't see in your own ear to see what you're doing, you know, I've seen cotton in people's ears from Q-tips, all kinds of things. Believe it or not, as far for prevention, we found that water is actually good. The key is to keep the wax soft so it doesn't harden up and stick to the skin. So if you take a shower, something like that. But once you have quite a bit of wax there, you know, in our office, our patients, we check every 6 months. Once you really have a lot of wax there, it's really best to have a professional do it, take the wax out. We do that in our office. And again, it's a lot easier if it hasn't been there too long, dried up and get stuck.
So prevention would be showering.
Yeah, showering, and also just keep in mind that other than that, poking around in your ear to try to get the wax out, it may feel good, but it's more likely to push the wax in most cases.
Which would make sense, because you're not, as gross as it sounds, you're not scooping it. You are. You're moving it around, which means you're pushing it in.
Yeah, and also you can't really see what you're doing, you know, unless you have eyes on the side of your head, but you can't see what you're doing. But it's hard to get people to stop using Q-tips because if they feel like they're doing something, it feels good. But it's better off to just rinse it out. And if you're really having a problem, let a professional take it.
You need like a wax vacuum.
Yeah.
But if it's too strong, it's liable to pull a lot of other things through.
Correct. Yeah. And actually, that's true. And you'll see there are, you'll see advertisements for things like that. And the problem is that if it was strong enough to be effective, it would be dangerous. So they make it not strong enough to be effective. And so there you go. But so, yeah, that's a good point.
It's the truth. I think putting everything, because we only have a few minutes left, putting everything in perspective, it is everybody's individual responsibility to take care of themselves. But if in a social, you know, isolation, et cetera, et cetera. But now, doctor, I just have one question. What would be the biggest thing?
Yeah.
If you're telling a senior, please pay attention to this. And I know it's not one thing, it's impossible. But so, if there was one that you turn around and say, oh my God, what's been going on?
Okay. So what if I had to pick amongst all the things that I would like people that I would want my mother to know, you know, and, you know, people to know, it's hard to choose one thing, but the one thing I probably would say is that just keep in mind that if you have some hearing loss or some hearing difficulty, you're probably not going to be the first one that notices it.
Okay.
Right. So if you have friends or family members that mention that you have difficulty, it's something that you need to take care of. And there are three ways that people approach the changes that we have with getting older. Denial, that's not happening, that doesn't help, right? Or accepting it, but just thinking that this is normal, so there's nothing I need to do about it. And with hearing loss, it's not true. It's not just something normal that you can't do anything about. Or being proactive. So if I had to pick a secondary thing, I would say be proactive. Don't just be passive or assume there's nothing you can do.
Okay, and I'm going to go and just compound or whatever on top of that.
Yeah.
Proactive.
Yeah.
That's what you need to be. You need to be Otto at the end of the day. And I mean it very sincerely, Otto, because all of a sudden, a year will go by, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and then they say, oh, I could have. Oh, I should have. Worst case scenario, you go to Dr. Cardano and he turns around and says, I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry, honey. Whatever you're going to, whoever it is, I can't do anything for you. We're at a point where it's too far gone. Or guess what? A device, a cleaning maybe, something.
Yeah.
And you're hearing.
Yeah, I mean, people check, they said people check their teeth and their eyes and everything else. This is healthcare. And if nothing else, you should at least know the status of your hearing and your hearing clarity and be informed.
Perfect.
You know, I'm sorry, I got one big philosophy here. I preach this taking charge, if you will, or control or whatever the hell word you want to use for any health area. And I tell people, look, if you don't tell a doctor or whoever you're going to what's going on, you might as well go to a veterinarian.
That's true.
You know?
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Dr. Cardano, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning. You shed a lot of light on a subject that's very important to very many seniors.
And my encouragement to you and the Project Independence team.
Perfect. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.